You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the news. And like the guy just said a moment ago, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome back to hour number two. And we've been cooking up a batch of home fries. Yeah, got to keep track of the news that happens right here in your own backyard. Well, some of the stories that I've got right now led me to want to reach out to Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen, and get some perspective from him in his position. Secretary of State Wes Allen started as a probate judge, which made him the chief election officer for his county, then served in the Alabama House of Representatives and is now serving as our Secretary of State, which also, by the way, among all the other things that a Secretary of State does, makes him the chief election officer for the entire state. So without further ado, let me welcome him back to the show, Secretary of State Wes Allen. How are you?
I'm good, Senator. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for making time. In fact, I just told you off the air, it dawned on me that I asked you to come on a day when state government is closed for Veterans Day, and so here you are on your day off.
Well, no problem at all, and proud that you thought enough of me to ask me on, and humbled to come on the air with you. Thank you so much.
Well, good enough. Or maybe it's just because yes, I figured I was working, I figured you ought to work. How about that?
That's right. Hey, no problem there. We're all, you know me, man. Yeah, we'll work.
Hey, listen, I want to ask you, so as an attorney and as a local, you know, Republican and former chairman of my county, Etowah County, there's a story out on 1819 News today that referencing Etowah and Lauderdale counties both having a lot of trouble with getting their districts realigned and everything near the last, because people are out there using old school technology. Your office is now taking advantage of some opportunities through federal source grants that allow you to use GIS mapping. So tell us what's going on and what you're doing to make sure people are living in the right district.
Well, Senator, we remember that issue back in the primary of 2022, and of course those two counties that you highlighted, Etowah and Lauderdale. And when we got into office in January, and you know we were sitting down about what we needed to be doing to strengthen our election offices around the state, those 67 counties and boards of registrars, and how we could support them and our local election officials around the state. One of the things that came up was this issue, and you know, some were using paper mapping and pencils, and you know, no software at all as it pertained to mapping and precincts and districts and making sure people were in the right precinct. So it was important, and through the federal funding through the Help America Vote Act, I don't know if you remember that or not, but after what happened in Florida in 2000, the Bush-Gore days, the Congress passed Help America Vote Act, which helped with some federal funding to all 50 states to help with election administration. And so every 2 years, that federal funding comes to all 50 states, and of course we get some of that. And we wanted to put that money to good use with GIS software, geological information software, which is a mapping software system that helps make sure that the voters and the taxpayers are in the correct district, in the correct precinct, when the maps get passed by the House of Representatives and Senate in the state down in Montgomery, or your county commission when they pass their seat and their maps for different county commission seats, or your city council even when they have their districts in these local municipalities. And so we just want to make sure that these counties have the most up-to-date software, and we made it available. It's a little over $1.1 million that we made available to the counties that, you know, didn't already have it, and of course we made it available to pick up to counties that did have it to help supplement what they've already been employing, and for the installation and then 2 years of maintenance on this software program, and we've been working very, very hard with these counties and getting it implemented, and seeing some good results, and very, very proud of this program.
Well, I think that's huge, and you know, I've said it on the show before. I may have even told you that stuff that I dealt with in Etowah County was not just, you know, the elections that were messed up. I actually represented a lady who lost her city council race by one vote. I represented her as an attorney, and we challenged it because there were 9 provisional ballots that had been rejected that we were able to prove should have been counted. And it was, and listen, I mean, and I know you see it everywhere, but I mean, there are people who's on one side of the street, you voted in one district, on the other side of the street, you voted in another. There were some people whose property lines were split, and there was one in there that their house was actually split by the district line. And it was just kind of crazy. But what you're doing right now is absolutely necessary so people know where to go vote and so every vote counts.
Well, you know, and utilizing GIS for voter district assignment and precinct assignments is, you know, highly accurate. And when compared to paper mapping and drawing, and we're proud to utilize these funds to, you know, assist our local election officials in the calls, you know, security and accuracy of our elections depend on it. And, you know, when a voter walks in the precinct, you know, they've got to have confidence in the process, and we want to make sure that they have confidence when they get that ballot, it's the correct ballot for where they live, and they're voting for the right person, you know, that that's going to be representing them. So it's important, and we just think it's a win for Alabama.
And so you'll have it all ready for the next election cycle, you think, by the time we get into, I guess, really primary season's coming up?
Well, when we kicked this program off and we're talking about it early on in February, it was probably going to be a couple years to onboard every county that didn't have it. So what we're concentrating on now is those counties, you know, we got that court ordered, imposed new congressional map on us. So we had 6 splits or 6 counties that were split in that court ordered map that we've got. So we're working with those counties that didn't have any GIS services or software, but we've been working with them first to make sure, you know, we can give them the software and get it implemented, get them trained, and to make sure that the voters are in the correct precinct and the correct districts. And so we'll work our way out from there. But I think we're ahead of schedule, actually, and we feel confident that, you know, the next year or two, we'll have everybody onboarded.
No, I think that's good. You're just basically triaging right now which one needs to go first, so...
Right, because that, you know, that court-ordered congressional map got given to us, let's see, when was it, October 5th or 6th or
so. Very late.
Yeah, we've been working hard,
Well, hey, let me switch gears on you. You mentioned security and accuracy, all right? Let's talk about security for a minute. This is a segue here, but there's a story that broke yesterday afternoon. I've got a copy of one of them from AP right here, that there are multiple states, Georgia being one, in which envelopes, some of which were known to be laced with fentanyl, have been mailed to election officials. And so I just wonder if you've talked to anybody else in other states about concerns. Is there any kind of an alert that you're putting out for people to watch for things? How are you handling this, and what do you think's going on, and how do you see it?
Yeah, we got alerted to this yesterday by the FBI and our federal law enforcement partners. And, of course, there's been 5 states or so, Atlanta, Georgia, Las Vegas, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and then Sacramento, I think, is what we initially heard. Of course, I just heard or just saw a few minutes ago Secretary Rappenberger in Georgia said that the federal law enforcement partners intercepted a letter over there that was headed to the Fulton County, you know, local election officials. So, it's we just got to remain vigilant, and, you know, we have alerted our staff, we've alerted local election staff around the state that election offices in certain parts of the country were being mailed letters containing those traces of fentanyl. And but we've not received any reports of this taking place in Alabama. But, you know, the United States Postal Service is working very, very hard to intercept any potential inbound letters. And, yeah, just it's a serious situation. But, you know, we're not going to let this intimidate us, and we're going to make sure we stay in constant communication and constant contact with our local election officials around the state, those probate judges, circuit clerks, sheriffs, and boards of registrars.
Well, good deal. So at this point, though, nothing in Alabama that you're aware of?
No, sir. Had not heard a word. Not heard a word.
All right. Well, I appreciate you making time. Veterans Day weekend, you want to add anything on that?
Well, thank you for your service, Senator.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, man, yeah, it's... we could not enjoy the freedoms that we have. And if it were not for you and many others like you, and just appreciate those that stand in defense of our country and our Constitution, and man, it's something that we've got to be passing on to our kids and our grandkids, and how important it is. And just hope everybody within the sound of our voice takes a moment to really understand and to reflect on those men and women that have answered the call and served our country. And I'm so appreciative to those individuals.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Secretary, we appreciate you making time for us today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day off. But thanks again for calling in the Right Side Radio.
Well, thank you, Senator, and appreciate you, and y'all take care, okay?
All right, take care now. That's Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen, wrapping up the home fries section for us. And y'all stay tuned. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. Gonna spend a little time taking some text messages and then diving right in to talk about some cacistocracy, government run by the least competent of its citizens. Cacistocracy. Look it up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.